the regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hi, how are you doing? Have y'all been tired today, being Monday and all, or do you feel refreshed from a weekend of fun and frivolity?
I'm never refreshed. Yeah, never.
You're not.
I'm always tired.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what can you do?
What time do you go to bed?
Early, like 8:39.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you get up early, too, because when people have little children want to get up early. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't start sleeping late until they get like in middle school or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? What makes you want to get up at 4:45 in the morning?
Well, you make them go to bed at 7:30.
Well, true. Or 8. Now it's 8. Mm. But, yeah, it's – I get it, but I want to sleep 12 hours.
I hear you.
There is a story out today that I don't know why it's such a big deal, other than the fact that the morals of our citizenry has just gone to crap. It says over half of single people are heading home this month, hoping the opportunity will arise to get to hump in their childhood bed. 52% of people say they're hoping to hook up in their childhood bed. So it's not necessarily even, I guess they're talking about with an old flame or someone you went to school with. Although I just read old flame. I would never, ever call somebody's ex an old flame. So people were twice as likely to say they may hook up with someone they know, not someone they met while they're home. 29% expect to see or hear from an ex while home for the holidays this year. And 29% say they've hooked up with someone during the holidays and regretted it. So these aren't even like single people who have a girlfriend or a boyfriend that's going home to meet their parents with them. These are people that are just going home to visit their family, and then they're going to go, you know, prowling around looking to get some sex.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah. It reminds me of that movie with Ryan Reynolds. He goes home for the holidays and
I don't remember that one.
Hooks up with his old flame. Y'all don't? Oh,
mm-mm.
It's a good one.
Deadpool?
No.
Is that Sandra Bullock?
No. This is, that she played the bunny on House Bunny. Anna Faris, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, I guess if your parents are okay with you just bringing strange into the house and humping them.
Never.
Yeah, I guess it's fine. It's the fixation with wanting to do it in your childhood bed. There's something there that's
because you've never done it in your childhood bed,
yeah,
maybe?
Why is that so important to you?
Yeah,
it's all just so stupid.
It's
unless
sick.
It's because you've spent so many times lying in that childhood bed, you know, fantasizing about things that were never, ever to happen.
Yeah.
That you think it makes you cool to go bed somebody in your bedroom, your childhood bedroom.
Also, is it that luxurious in your childhood room? Yeah, I mean, honestly, not mine.
And would it still be your childhood room? How long have you been gone and your parents keep it looking like it looked when you left?
They can't let go.
In the bed. Come on. In the bed itself. They haven't replaced that in 25 years, 30 years, 40 years.
Yeah, but it doesn't say how long they've been gone.
Right.
They could have just been, you know, they could have left home, I don't know, 6 years ago, college, and then working 2 years.
Yeah, that's more reasonable to me than if you're 50 and saying, I want to hook up in my childhood bed.
Yeah, yeah.
That I can kind of understand.
Yeah, because I think my childhood bedroom was the same. Trying to think, when I left college and came home, I think it was the same.
My parents,
but I mean, it was roughly 4 years.
Yeah, my parents swapped out everything as soon as we got out.
Yeah,
they were
so
like,
did
"You never come back."
They did.
Yeah,
but I can't imagine to this day. You know, as old as I am, if I were single and I went to visit my mama for Christmas and I left to go out into the town to see my old friends or whatever, and I walked back in the house with some woman. and walk back to my bedroom.
That's so weird.
And my mama would just be fine with it. Oh, okay.
Have fun, honey. Don't stay up too late. So weird.
Yeah. But my mama doesn't even live in my childhood home anymore. She's long moved from there, but still.
Yeah.
I went and met a girl around the holidays at her parents' house, and her childhood bedroom was still there, and she had texted me. We stayed in separate rooms, obviously. But she texted me, are you going to come up tonight? I'm like, hell no, I'm not coming up to your room upstairs, past your parents' room.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't remember even if I did or not.
You got to be pretty, like, risk-taking for that. Like,
very adventurous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually, because nowadays, you never know. The parents could be fine with it.
It's like, yeah, that's also true, yeah. They're an adult. They can do what they want.
But you would feel weird, even if the parents were okay with it.
Yeah. Well, unless that's the way you were raised by people who have no morals.
That's true.
No standards.
True. It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, you remember Danny, don't you? He was a couple of years behind me in school. We just ran into each other, you know, down at the Hideaway Bar. We were having a few drinks, and I invited him back. We're gonna be in my room for a while. Mm-hmm. All right, well, y'all have fun.
Where there's no TV, probably.
Pictures of them as a kid. Like, yeah. It's just weird. You want some Christmas cookies before you bang it out upstairs? Yeah. Before you rail them?
Who wants popcorn?
Oh, man. What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
And why does there need to be a news story about it, a viral news story?
Right.
Can you believe so many people are looking to hook up in their childhood bedroom at Christmas?
It is crazy.
It is.
Did anybody else's mom kind of knock but also open the door at the same time as knocking? So, like, that would not work out.
Right.
That's still her MO. She's going to knock and open the door.
I don't even think my parents knocked. I think they're just like, it's my house.
Mine didn't knock.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I got at least a slight courtesy knock, but it was already being opened.
You got like a one and a knock.
She said, I don't know what's going to be behind this door, but I'm going to take my chances. That could have been anything.
Do you take your chances with that?
My parents would always make fun of parents on TV who would stand outside their kid's door knocking, you let me in here.
Oh, yeah.
Open this door.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 and then walk away and go, well, I tried. He wouldn't come to the door. And my parents would just laugh.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What is this fantasy bullshit?
Yeah, seriously. It's laughable.
You also see on TV that removing the door.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, well, who's doing that?
Well, I'm not opposed to doing that. My kids won't let me in. I'm removing the door.
Yeah.
I'm coming in.
But no, I mean, if my parents said, all right, so from now on, you leave your door open when you're in your room. I don't want you on that phone. I don't want you watching TV. You need to be doing your schoolwork and this, that, and the other. Leave the door open. Then I would leave the door open. There'd be no reason to go take it off the hinges and remove it.
Right. There should be no. Yeah.
Right. It's just that's what they said do, and that's what I would do.
Right.
Did you have a TV in your room?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Growing up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little 13-inch color TV hooked up to the cable.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It's great.
13. Yeah,
mm-hmm. No remote control.
No remote control.
So just,
I'd have to get up and change it to whatever I was going to watch and then get in the bed and be done with it.
Great heavens.
Yeah.
That is awful. You can't turn it off if you fall asleep. Like, it's just on.
No.
Yeah.
No, my mom would come in at night and just, it was a button that you pulled out to turn it on and you pushed it in to turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
But I got all the cable channels, which were 12.
Yeah. You could get up to change it, but it didn't really matter. Yeah. There's not much to change to.
That's great.
Yeah, when we were in high school, you would try to go to like the 98 channels and see if it would come in.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Oh, sure. Like looking through the fuzz.
Yeah. Like the Cinemax.
Yeah.
I can almost see.
See half a boob.
Well, I could do that later on when we got the box for HBO and stuff in my room. then it would go to different. Somebody, we got cable boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, finally, it was the, you know, it's a big deal when we first got the cable box. Main thing was is because that changed your TV to a remote control TV.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And fuzzy boobs.
Fuzzy boobs.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, I saw a little flyer thing on social media yesterday, and somebody was looking for their dog. The dog was lost or had run away or something. And it wasn't even a, I'm going to say it wasn't even, but it wasn't a an expensive purebred kind of dog. And the person was offering a $10,000 reward for this dog.
It's a lot of bread. That's a lot of bread.
Yeah.
$10,000
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what's the highest you would go on a reward for somebody if your dog were lost?
I don't know that I want to, you know, you're afraid to say it cause you're like, oh, yeah. Now I know. I don't know. I would do everything in my power to get that dog back for sure.
Well, yeah, of course.
So, I mean, that being said, I mean, I don't know.
I would go $10,000
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
Mm-hmm.
My husband would not even go a dollar. So,
yeah. I mean, I've invested that much in the dog anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like, I'm just protecting my investment here for a couple more years.
Sure.
Mm. But it's not like he's going to increase in value.
Yeah, I'm protecting it. I've invested a lot of money. I want to have it for the remainder of its natural life.
Okay. But instead of it being in protecting the investment, it's just another $10,000 that you're spending on that you wouldn't normally have spent. It's an extra $10,000
Yeah.
Would it depend on how old it is?
Not for me, but for Kyle. Yeah, if he's 15, he's going to say, just let it go. You know, we'll do our best to find him.
Yeah.
But I'm spending every last dime in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know.
Do you have a number in mind where you would have stopped with your dog?
I know it wouldn't have been close to $10,000 maybe 1,000
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real low.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah. I spend a lot on my dogs though, just for their, vet bills and more than the average person, I would say, cause medical needs, but neither here nor there. Some people might say, oh, you know, maybe you let bygones be bygones when that kind of stuff happened and I paid the amount of money I did.
Well, I mean, we had a shit ton of medical bills with our dog, too, before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of dollars. And obviously, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I paid all that. Whereas I could have said, how much longer is he going to live after this surgery? And, you know, no, that's just not worth it or whatever. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's just lost, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going over 1,000
See, I think being lost, though, is you would want to give more money than if medical-wise, because it could go south or whatever. But, like, just being lost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to recover them in the same way they left you. In.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you got to put it in the Lord's hands.
Yeah. It's a good point, Rob. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
You
could do that, I guess.
The Lord wouldn't want me to spend this money.
But you also look at it like if you don't spend the money on the medical stuff, then you know what the outcome of that's going to be. You're never seeing the dog again.
True. Right.
But if you don't spend $10,000 as a reward, if somebody finds him, you know, there's still an opportunity. If you offer $1,000, there's still an opportunity that you'll find him and he'll be just the way he was when he left.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. This is why I can't get any more animals, because I just...
Yeah.
But what if it wasn't a dog? Let's say it's one of those long-haired calves. Have you seen those, Lindsay?
They're really cute.
Yeah.
Really cute. I want one.
Can you eat those like normal cattle?
I don't. They're called Highland cows. I know that because I dated somebody that was really into them.
I have a picture of one. Yeah,
they're just big, fluffy. I don't know if they what they use them for. If they're dairy cows, I don't think they're dairy cows.
They're just cute.
They're just really cute
to pet.
Yeah, they have one or two of them up here at this farm that had the Christmas festival thing that we went to a couple of weeks ago.
I wouldn't want to.
No, you had seen one in person.
Mm-hmm.
I would figure out how to get that thing in my car.
Yeah, it was grown though.
It wasn't a
calf, but I think they had a calf in there.
Yeah, let's eat the ugly cows. Leave the cute ones alone,
please. They're little. Their eyes are covered by their hairs. Yeah, so sweet.
Now, if this was a dog that it was a show dog of some sort that I knew was had earning potential and all of that, then I would probably go way on up with my reward. But if it's just a pet and it only has, you know, emotional value to the family or whatever, then yeah, the price of the reward would be lower. You got to look at it like a business.
Because you can make your money back on the show dog, at least.
Yeah.
Where would you stop with your mom? I mean, she's not bringing in any money to the family, but you emotionally are tied to her because she's your mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would there be a number you wouldn't go over? Like, would you spend 10 grand to find your mom?
Let me see, because dogs and humans are the same.
I didn't say they were the same. But you said an emotional investment.
Yeah.
So you're invested in your mom emotionally.
Yeah, but you can't. I can't compare humans to dogs when it comes to any type of emotional comparison.
I'm not comparing them. I'm just asking.
So, but I would, you know, if I would give whatever I had, you know, because I would want my mom to be safe mainly. So whatever I had, if I had, you know, 50 grand, I would do that.
Mm-hmm. 50 grand.
But if I had 50 grand and my dog's gone, I'm going to offer 1,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a cat, is it different than a dog? I guess it just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cats should always get less.
Cats should get less.
Reward money.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, in my personal, because I mean, I like dogs a lot better. I don't hate cats. I'm allergic to them, but. Uh-huh. But I don't hate them.
When cats kind of gallivant outside, right? I mean, they can. So,
yeah.
You know,
free spirits.
Free spirit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
Yeah. They like to roam. It's hard to keep a cat in bounds. Mm-hmm. You know.
It's hard to. Yesterday, I was driving to the mall, and I had Brooks in the back seat, and I see a dog coming out of the bushes. No collar. This was on a very busy road. Excuse me. So I thought, do I turn around?
Mm.
Do I try to find the owner? I've got Brooks in the back seat. I'm on a time crunch. What do I do? I still think about it.
So obviously you didn't do anything.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I felt bad. I still feel bad about it. Yeah. Where's that dog?
I hope that never happens to me.
It was a dog or a cat?
It was a dog. It was a
dog?
It looked like a black lab. An inside dog. It looked well groomed, I guess to say. In a very busy, nice, rich neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just going, and it was going to get hit by a car. And I was like, do I turn around? I don't know. So I said, if I see it on the way back, I'm going to stop and I'm going to try to figure out what house. And I didn't see it. But
yeah. Oh, well, you were late.
I was late. If I didn't have Brooks in the car, I think I would have figured it out, because it's still like I'll think about it every time I pass. Yeah. And I drive this road all the time.
And how many sentences, Riggins, do you say in a week of Lindsay's starts with I was driving to the mall?
Driving to the mall.
I was driving to the mall.
Yeah,
she's on the go. She's a girl on the go.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But You got to be careful with if it's cats, because cats are, you know, they're more wild and can, you know, can hurt you really.
Right.
You're trying to get an old feral cat somewhere.
Yeah.
When rip your face off.
You're right. And especially trying to put it in your car. Like, you want to be careful. Even with a dog, you never know how they're going to be. But if he wasn't with me, I would have done it. But I can't have him getting mauled in the back seat trying to figure out. But if that, listen, if I was getting $10,000 for him.
Heck yeah.
I would have tried a little harder. Man.
Hand deliver that dog.
Yeah.
You might take him to get groomed. Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.